The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Neil Clinic Chiropractor.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
All right. What, I mean, is there a better intro song than a little James Brown in, in the morning to get you going? I do feel good this morning. How you doing this morning, Jake?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. It's a beautiful morning out there.
Yes, it is. Well, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan, and I am a chiropractor as well as the owner of the Neil Clinic located on Creighton Road. I'm excited to be here this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about chiropractic care and how chiropractic care can help you in your daily life. I've got a few things that I'm going to want to talk about this morning. I always do. You get me going on chiropractic stuff. That's an easy topic for me to just lose a good hour or two on. But if you guys have any questions and you're out there listening and joining us this morning, I want you to do me a favor. Give us a text message. Send your messages in. I'll answer as many of your questions that I can get to this morning. Jake, where can they send those messages to?
It'll be area code 850-437-1620.
So this morning, one thing I wanted to talk about, you know, if I ask you, Jake, to think of like just the standard chiropractic patient, you know, somebody that you would just expect to be walking towards the, you know, if there's a couple businesses on the building that I'm located in, you're like, oh, that guy's headed to the chiropractor, right? This is somebody that's walking a little funny, holding their back, maybe rubbing their neck as they walk in, right?
Right.
That's what most people associate with chiropractic care. Middle to older aged adults, back pain, neck pain. Most people really don't associate chiropractic care with children, you know, and you know, I guess for good reason, right? I will agree. A large majority of the patients that I treat every day at the Neil Clinic do have neck pain, do have back pain. They are those middle to older adults that have these chronic pains, you know, something that started maybe in their 20s or 30s and has really just gotten worse the more that they've just let it linger and let it progress. But did you know that chiropractic care can also be very beneficial for children and even adolescents? You know, many people are really surprised when they first hear that maybe one of their friends' kids goes to the chiropractor to get adjusted. Even there's a few of the people that work with me or work for me, they're mothers. Even on my staff, before they began working at the clinic, they were unaware of how beneficial chiropractic care is for their children. So I'm going to go through a few reasons, you know, that younger patients have come into my clinic. Like, why is it that I'm seeing these children come into the clinic? You know, it's not that they have I don't get the patient or the younger kids that are coming in there saying, oh, it's just killing my back sitting in the classroom all these days. Like that's typically not the, you know, the normal issue or complaint that they have. But one example I have is I received a phone call from a mother of an 8-year-old gymnast, and her daughter had really been struggling with discomfort in her right knee. She'd tried going to the pediatrician who recommended, you know, have you tried rest? Have you tried ibuprofen or Motrin? Things like that. She'd had x-rays taken that came back negative. There were no fractures. There were no pathological issues. She'd even been to a pediatric orthopedic doctor who, you know, unfortunately didn't even really provide anything that was successful for her daughter's knee pain. You know, she thought she'd tried everything. She was pretty desperate to get her daughter some relief because her daughter is not in just like gymnastics as like a placeholder as like a daycare. She's not in just tumbling. She's a high level gymnast for an 8-year-old. She trains more days during the week than she has off. I mean, her and her sister are both very advanced gymnasts for their age, and it puts a lot of strain on their bodies to achieve some of these acrobatic maneuvers that are required for gymnasts to compete at that level. And it's really incredible the things she's able to do. But the past 2 months, she's been much more limited in what she's been able to practice and some of the things she's been able to do during her gymnastic sessions or training because of this knee pain. And she hadn't found anything that seemed to work yet. So when they came in for her initial appointment, you know, I was kind of skeptical. You know, she'd seen all these other doctors. She'd seen people that no one had really been able to help her. But I actually talked with her on the phone before I had them come into the clinic because I wanted to kind of get an idea of what was going on with their daughter, what they tried before I had them set up an appointment and come in just to even spend the time getting everybody down there. And I said, okay, you know, let's bring her in. Let me take a look at her knee and see what exactly is going on. Now, again, this is a very active 8-year-old young girl, no back pain. Her neck wasn't bothering her. She wasn't having headaches. She didn't have like a big fall during her gymnastics routine that brought her into my clinic. Again, this is a patient that many people wouldn't have ever even considered a chiropractic candidate. Knee pain, 8 years old, seen the pediatrician, seen the pediatric orthopedist, probably just have to wait and see if it gets better, right? What's a chiropractor possibly going to do that if all these other doctors couldn't help her, how could a chiropractor help, right? That's kind of the thoughts that some people have with this stuff. And that mentality is exactly why I love coming on shows like this Pensacola Expert Panel, to really talk about this stuff, to inform people that may not have ever even considered bringing their child in to see a chiropractor, even if it's not a spinal-related injury. Chiropractors, we treat neuromusculoskeletal conditions. We're the experts in treating that stuff. We're trained to assess, to diagnose, and when appropriate, to treat a large variety of conditions all over your body, not just the neck, not just your back, not just sore muscles in your lower back from bending too much or sitting all day. Your chiropractors can treat pain that's caused by pinched nerves in your spine. We can help treat headaches. We can help with some dizziness and vertigo. I'll talk about that a little later in the show too. I mean, that's a really interesting phenomenon, the vertigo and some dizziness. There's so many things in addition to, again, what most people associate with what chiropractic care is that we're able to help with. At the Neil Clinic, we've got some of the most advanced tools that really give my patients incredible results.
And you're listening to News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. We've got Dr. Ben McMillan in the studio. If you have questions or comments about chiropractic care, especially if you have young ones at home, might be high-level athletes that are suffering from a little bit of pain and discomfort, definitely call Dr. Ben McMillan today. Go to the Neil Clinic. Let me get to that website real quick. That's going to be neilclinic.com, 479-2700. That's still the right number, right?
That's correct. Yeah, right. 479-2700. Des or Lily, maybe Megan will pick up the phone. They'll get you scheduled for your consultation. There's no charge to come in and see if you're even a good candidate for chiropractic care. Because again, not everybody is. There's some patients that, and it's one of the worst feelings, but there's nothing I'm going to be able to do to help them. But one good thing that we have the ability to do as chiropractors, we're what's called a portal of entry doctor. You don't have to have a referral to come and see me. You don't have to go to primary care and say, hey, can you refer me so my insurance covers chiropractic care? Insurances and, you know, the laws in our state and nationwide deem chiropractors as portal of entry. We're able to have you come in. We can bill directly to your insurance without any referrals. We can just be the first stop you have if you're having back or neck pain or joint pain, knee pain like this young girl. And let's finish her story. I was talking about those class 4 lasers. I know we've talked about those on the show in the past, and those things are amazing. And that's exactly what I used to help this young gymnast knee pain. After about 2 weeks of her treatments, her knee pain had improved significantly. I had her slowly start back into, you know, resuming her normal gym routine and training. And I actually saw her for her last appointment at the clinic yesterday. And she'd been back to gymnastics and, you know, at full capacity and hadn't had any knee pain all week. You know, the smile on her face to just be so excited to come in and tell me about that was, I mean, it was awesome. This is something, again, that she'd been dealing with for about 2 months prior. You don't just call a pediatric orthopedist on a Monday and they say, yeah, we'll see you on Tuesday. You've got to wait for a while to get those appointments to come in and even get assessed. You know, months she'd been having to limit herself in her training routine. She'd been dealing with this pain and it's just not fun. And I can only imagine her mom, you know, trying to do anything she possibly could to help her daughter. It's the best feeling in the world. Her mom was thrilled. And again, it's just so great seeing the smile on her face when she was able to tell me, hey, I can do this stuff now that I couldn't do before when my knee was hurting. These class 4 lasers really are amazing. One of my favorite things about them is just how versatile they are. you know, the same laser that I use to treat an 8-year-old's knee pain has a different protocol. There are different settings, but again, same concept behind the treatment, same laser that we were able to help a 70-year-old's neuropathy symptoms in his feet. You know, prior to us treating him with this neuropathy protocol, he wasn't able to walk very far before his feet would be in excruciating pain. He was having difficulty sleeping at night because his feet, they felt like they were burning. You know, even things that are like light touch, things like the sheets just resting on his feet, it would wake him up in severe pain if that happened. He had to leave his feet out of the bed all night. But the neuropathy protocol that we used on his feet, they greatly alleviated his symptoms. And now he's back walking around to the grocery store. He's back in the Walmart and at Sam's Club. He was having to limit that stuff. He couldn't go shopping in stores like that because that's, I imagine, Jake, you and I kind of take it for granted. Sure, I got to go to the store. I'm going to walk to the back of the store, no problem. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't make it from the parking lot to the front door without his feet starting to hurt, let alone go through all the aisles and, you know, just a normal shopping trip. And now he's back doing all of those things. He's sleeping. That was one of the biggest things. You know, the relief that he felt that first night that he slept all night. He didn't wake up in agony because his feet were burning. I mean, he was tearing up just telling me how grateful he was that we were even able to offer a solution to some of these neuropathy symptoms he'd been dealing with because he'd tried countless other things. I mean, there's all sorts of infomercials with creams, with, you know, different gizmos and gadgets. He'd tried different medications. You know, they have a couple different things that neurologists or primary care doctors can try and prescribe for this stuff, but none of that had worked for him. And he'd never really heard of the lasers before, but a family member told him to come in because they'd had some success with the laser at our clinic. And they said, just go see what they can do for you at the Neil Clinic. And we tried this laser therapy on him, and he had great results. And that's the best feeling in the world, to get somebody back to just living their daily life. You know, being able to go out and go shopping, to be able to walk around with their grandkids during the summer. It's such a rewarding experience for me. Now, back to treating these children. Again, the gymnast, that was one thing where her knee was bothering her after some athletic activities. Another child that we had in the clinic recently, he and his mom were driving and somebody T-boned their car. Thankfully, you know, no severe fractures, no broken bones, nothing like that. But they were both pretty shaken up and in some pretty significant discomfort. Now, this gentleman, this young adult, not gentleman, I guess, but soon to be gentleman, again, he's 7 years old, 8 years old. I think he just turned 8, actually. This is his first car accident. Again, not somebody you'd expect to have neck pain or back pain. But when you're in those automobile accidents, our bodies aren't designed to have that much force put on them so quickly. I mean, that really is a traumatic experience. And his back was really bothering him. This young man was, he happened to be playing a lot of baseball, and his team really depended on him. His parents were telling me he was, you know, cleanup hitter. He was out there hitting home runs all the time. And ever since the accident, he was significantly different. You know, the athletic ability way down. He was having pain in his back when he was trying to play baseball. He couldn't run his normal way. He was much slower because this back pain was bothering him so much. And one of the biggest changes that I saw was they kept telling me that he wasn't sleeping well. Ever since the accident, he was having this anxiety. He was waking up in pain in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 times a night, and just not sleeping well. He was complaining of headaches. His grades suffered. I mean, these are all the carryover from this car accident to every other aspect of his life, things he enjoyed for recreation, his schoolwork, his sleeping. I mean, it really is an encompassing thing when you're dealing with pain. And one thing that we notice with children is it's very difficult for them to talk about pain, right? They're still trying to get vocabulary to express how they feel. They may not understand headaches, or they may not understand, you know, joint pain quite yet. And hopefully that's the case. You know, I hope your kids aren't in pain. But that's one thing that they often have a little bit of difficulty expressing, that that's why they're waking up, or that's why they're struggling in class, because they just can't get comfortable and they're focused more on the way their body feels and maybe not on what they should be paying attention to in the classroom. But we've been treating him at the clinic. We've had him using ice. We've taught him some gentle stretches. We've been adjusting his back and, again, using this laser therapy on him. And It was awesome. This past week, he hit 2 home runs. I mean, he's back to doing things that he enjoys. His back isn't hurting him anymore. He's sleeping again. He's on summer break now, so not as much schoolwork, but he was able to finish the school year in a much more comfortable manner. He was able to be himself, and that's one thing that, again, his mom didn't bring him in initially. It was just his mom that came in. She had been kind of shaken up, and after a few appointments, she said, "Hey, is this something that, do you guys treat children?" And exactly like this is, she wasn't even sure if that was something that we would do. And absolutely, yes. At the Neil Clinic, one of the things that we use a lot of is something called the activator method of adjusting. When most people think of chiropractic care, they think of the manual style of adjusting, the bending and twisting and popping of your back, which is very effective at alleviating some back pain. But sometimes, especially children that have been in these car accidents, even adults that have been in car accidents, that is going to be a little too aggressive for what your symptoms are at that time. You know, I'm not worried about an 8-year-old having osteoporosis or a decrease in bone density. You know, if there's no fractures or anything, there's no reason we can't do the manual adjustments on them. But sometimes the ligaments and joints and muscles have been damaged and are so uncomfortable that adjusting them manually and twisting and popping their back isn't going to be as beneficial as using these activator methods. What the activator is it's this handheld spring-loaded instrument that applies a high-velocity, low-amplitude thrust through the joint space. That's what the chiropractic adjustment does, right? We use our hands. It's a quick thrust through a joint space. It doesn't have to have a lot of force behind it. It's kind of like you ever do any karate, you ever seen any of the kids do that where they break the boards, right, with their hands?
Yeah, all the time.
That looks difficult, right? If you held a board in front of me right now, I don't think I could karate chop it and break it. But they have these 10-year-old kids doing that all the time, and it's not because they're just extremely strong. It's that they teach these kids how to apply such a quick force, very quick in a specific direction through that wood, that they're able to break those pieces of wood. Well, that's what the adjustments are, is it's a quick force applied through the joint space. We don't have to have a lot of force, and actually it's bad to have too much force. That can cause some discomfort. That causes increases in soreness, and that's why they developed this activator. We apply a force through a significantly smaller surface area with the activator. Instead of using a contact point with my hand, it's about the size of the tip of your finger. And when you reduce that surface area that the force is applied to, you don't have to apply as much force. It's much more comfortable. It's much more gentle, but it's still very effective at accomplishing the goal of making sure your joints are moving the way that they should, of making sure that the joints are not going to be in these positions where you're getting that sharp pain in your neck or sharp pain in your back because the joints aren't aligned. They're dysfunctional. And if you don't treat that stuff, it only progresses and progresses down that degenerative spiral to an increase in arthritis over time. That's something that we can prevent through things like, you know, conservative chiropractic care.
You're listening to News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you want to call or text into the show, 850-437-1620. We've got Dr. Ben McMillan in the studio from Neil Chiropractic Care. We do have a text in here. Can the activator method be used on knee for cartilage loss?
Okay. So good question. Yes and no. Can we use the activator on your knee? Absolutely, yes. The cartilage loss, which is, again, is that degenerative change in the knee, the activator is not going to regenerate cartilage. Now, I'd imagine that this person is concerned because they're having some knee pain, right? No one's just goes and willy-nilly gets x-rays of their knee and says, "Oh, I got some cartilage loss. I should do something about that." 99% of the time, somebody goes and has an x-ray of their knee because their knee hurts. So I imagine they're trying to get some pain relief. Now, the other side of the coin with this is I would also imagine that if we talk with this person, they have days where their knee hurts a little bit more and days when their knee is, you know, really not bothering them quite as much. Now, has the cartilage changed in their knee from day to day? Have they increased how much cartilage they have in their knee one day and then it just disappears or evaporates the next day and that's why they're in pain? The answer to that is no. The cartilage isn't changing. With that degenerative arthritis, there are things that you're going to do that will increase your symptoms. If you've, you know, really walked a lot, if you do things that you haven't done, if you have to stand for a long amount of time, there's things that are going to irritate your knee. And I bet this person can tell me exactly what their you know, the things that really set their knee off are. And then there's also things that we can have you do that are going to mitigate the side effects or the results of those activities, right? Things like using ice packs on your knee after big bouts of activity are going to reduce the swelling, are going to reduce the inflammatory response in your knee, which ultimately is going to make it more comfortable. You've got two bones. You've got the, three bones. There's the femur, there's the tibia and the fibula in your leg. And that's what comprises that knee joint. Now, the space between those, they measure in millimeters. So we're, you know, not on the metric system here, but it's not very big. Centimeters, there's 10 millimeters in that centimeter. Most people are familiar with centimeters. And they're going to tell you when they get those x-rays exactly how much space you have in those knee joints. So there's already not a lot of space to begin with in a healthy knee. As that cartilage starts to degrade, that space becomes less and less. So now when you get any kind of inflammatory response, if you've got inflammation in that knee, that's adding pressure to this joint. So now it feels stiff. Now it feels tight and it doesn't have that right range of motion. You can't move it quite as well. So now you're going to have to walk a little differently. You're going to kind of limp. You're going to hobble, which is, you know, that's the scenario that I just call this, you know, downward spiral, because now a knee pain is going to turn into a hip pain, is going to turn into lower back pain because you've got to kind of change the way you walk. I bet this person shifts their weight to one side more than the other because of, again, if they put weight on that bad knee, it's going to hurt. So they're kind of shifting their weight to one side, and all that stuff has effects upstream and downstream. Remember that song we all heard when we were kids, right? The hip bone's connected to the leg bone.
Right.
There's some truth to that. Our body is this big connected system. It's all part of this, you know, dynamic structure. And when one thing changes, if you've got a sprained ankle and you have to kind of use crutches or you're limping because of that, it's only a matter of time before you start to have some of those symptoms in another area. It's not an if, it's a when that will show up. Now, why this person's knee has degenerated is another part of the equation, right? Is this something that just happens slowly over time? Is this a traumatic injury? Is this somebody that has a systemic arthritic condition like a rheumatoid arthritis? Or are we just dealing with, again, that wear and tear type of arthritis, like the osteoarthritis that we typically see in the knees? That's just from, it's a weight-bearing joint, right? We're humans on planet Earth. We fight gravity every day, but thankfully it's here to keep our feet on the ground. But it does have some effects like degenerating those cartilaginous joints in our body. There's some other things you can do aside from just using the ice packs. Teaching you how to strengthen the muscles around your knee, now that we know you don't have that cushy cartilage layer, is another great tool to help increase the, or help decrease rather, the amount of strain put on the joint. Because those muscles, as you move and walk and stand, they're going to be able to take up some of that pressure and some of that force that would typically be on the cartilage that they no longer have. So again, making sure that you're able to understand what to do, how to exercise without flaring up your knee is really important. I guarantee you, if you go online right now and look up exercises for knee pain, you'll have every option available out there. Yep. But is that the right exercise for you, or is that something that's going to bother your knee? You'll find one person say, oh, this knee exercise is terrible for your knee. And the next person says it's great. And that's probably true. Maybe it is terrible. Maybe it is great. The difference is, are those going to help you? And without those people actually diagnosing and treating that specific person, it's very hard to tell. And sometimes it can make things a whole lot worse if you're doing that without the proper supervision, without the proper guidance. So making sure that we educate you on what to do, how to do it, is another really big part of what we do at the clinic, and making sure that none of those hurt. It's not a no pain, no gain situation. Don't just think you're going to do these exercises and they're really hurting and eventually you'll get better. That's not the way this stuff works. Jake's giving me that time that or that sign that I'm running out of time again.
Just about.
Again, almost. My name's Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm the owner of the Neil Clinic. We're located over on Creighton Road, right across the street from the Walmart. Our website's neilclinic.com, nealclinic.com. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. Give us a call if you want me to assess your condition and see if you're a good candidate for chiropractic care.
All right, doctor, thank you so much for being on the show today. We'll have more Pensacola Expert Panel coming up right after this. I've got acupuncture and wellness of Pensacola coming up next.